I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 11th, 2026. More than 300 Kentucky children in state custody have recently slept in offices, state parks, and other non-traditional settings when no approved settings are available. That's according to a report released this week by the State Auditor's Office. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
The report identified widespread issues within the system that showed poor documentation, unsafe facilities, and instability for the foster kids placed in non-traditional settings. The children ranged from infants to older teens and spanned the state. Children with behavioral issues and diagnoses tended to spend longer in the government offices and other abnormal settings. But Republican Auditor Allison Ball says there are other children with no history of problems.
It's the same solution for both populations. The infant and then the child who sets things on fire, both of them are treated the same.
The report also identifies a lack of oversight, documentation, and continuity of care at the temporary locations. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
A local group of activists warned last summer that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was arresting some people who arrived for check-ins required by ICE. Now they're patrolling outside an office where community members reported seeing such arrests. Carla Wallace is the co-coordinator for Louisville's Showing Up for Racial Justice. She spoke with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting's Morgan Watkins about the new patrols.
Wallace told me that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, their volunteers post up outside a building on South 3rd Street. That's where the local office for ICE's Intensive Supervision Appearance Program is based. She says the volunteers wear bright hats and orange vests. They want ICE to know they're watching.
They started the patrols several weeks ago. One goal is to gather more consistent information on how often ICE shows up at the office and how often they leave with someone in custody. KYCIR recently reviewed federal court records that confirmed that at least three immigrants were arrested at ICE check-ins in Louisville last year. Tennessee has already banned some specific red food dyes from school meals. Now, the General Assembly has passed a bill banning a long list of synthetic coloring. Health reporter Catherine Sweeney from the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom explains why.
Artificial food coloring has been one of the Make America Healthy Again movement's main targets. Tennessee lawmakers tied themselves to that movement earlier this year when they brought founder Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to the Capitol and cheered on his Eat Real Food message. Representative Michelle Renaud, a Hamilton County Republican, carried the bill in the House. She tapped a common MAHA talking point, parental choice.
Parents can still purchase whatever they choose for their families. This legislation only applies to meals served through school nutrition programs where children do not have the ability to choose what they are served.
For more than a decade, a faction of nutrition advocates has pushed for limits on these dyes. Some research shows they're tied to hyperactivity and other behavioral issues, especially in kids. Critics in the nutrition world note that foods with these dyes also tend to be very high in sugar. They say that's the real problem.
I'm Catherine Sweeney in Nashville.
The bill has to make it off the Tennessee governor's desk to become law. Make America Healthy Again has also gained traction in Kentucky. Representative Steve Doan, an Erlanger Republican, pitched a similar bill in 2025. It failed in the House, but he says that he wants to try again this year. A Kentucky House committee approved a bill on Tuesday aimed at Louisville Metro government. The bill makes changes to the city's ethics commission and redistricting process, among other things. Roberto Roldan has more on the story.
House Bill 607 is wide-ranging. One provision would dissolve the city's ethics commission, replacing it with new members split along party lines. Another adds new requirements for when the city redraws Metro Council districts every 10 years, saying that voting precincts can't be split up. Democratic Representative Rachel Rourke's pushed back on that, saying it prioritizes precincts over actual neighborhoods.
Keeping neighborhoods and, you know, those generally agreed upon areas together is really important.
The House Local Government Committee voted largely along party lines to send the bill to the full chamber for consideration. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org and on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.